This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Massachusetts State Supreme Court takes up a controversial case next week that raises provocative questions about the criminal justice system and addiction. The case asks whether it's constitutional to require someone on probation to remain drug-free. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on how medical and legal experts are weighing in.
The case involves 29-year-old Julie Eldred, who was put on probation for a year in 2016 for a larceny charge. Her probation condition stipulated that she remain drug-free and submit to random drug tests. One of those tests, taken 12 days after Eldred was placed on probation, came up positive for the opioid fentanyl. Because it was a violation of her probation, she was sent to jail.
I was in the midst of active addiction. So I was actively using, but you're kind of forced to sign, you know, go into this saying like, I'll be drug free or, you know, you go to jail.
Eldred says she complied with all other probation conditions. She got into an outpatient addiction treatment program. She found a therapist and she started medication assisted treatment with the drug Suboxone.
I had one relapse. I told my Suboxone doctor, so he upped my Suboxone. And my PO had happened to call me in the next day. She didn't look at that picture. She didn't look that I had just gotten started getting everything in order. She just saw that I had a dirty urine and sent me in front of the judge to go to jail.
Eldred was sent to MCI Framingham.
I had a cellmate that was in there for murder, but she wasn't sentenced yet. So you're with people who know they're going to be sentenced and they know they're going to be in there for a long time, so they don't care. There's a lot of violence. There's girls will jump you, and it's scary.
10 days later, Eldred was released after her lawyer found a treatment bed. That lawyer is Lisa Newman Polk.
This idea that a court can order a person to stop using with a threat of punishment is not grounded in reality. If it worked to punish people for their addiction and for relapse, we would have a cured nation.
Newman Polk is taking Eldred's case to the Supreme Judicial Court, arguing that state officials have repeatedly said that addiction is a disease. So Newman Polk says it's unconstitutional for the courts to punish someone for a medical condition.
An order to be drug-free is an order that a person who suffers from substance use disorder needs to be in remission or cured of their addiction. And it's not practical or reasonable in view of what we know about the brain science and what we know about addiction.
The science of addiction is mentioned in all of the briefs filed in this case, much of them focusing on what researchers say about how much control patients like Eldridge have over drug use and whether consequences motivate them to stop using. A brief by the Massachusetts Medical Society says there's broad consensus that relapse is a symptom of opioid use disorder. Dr. Henry Dorkin is the society president.
Even Lindbergh bounced down the runway a couple of times before he became airborne. And some of these people simply are going to have some relapses on the way to full rehabilitation. And we would not want to incarcerate people at the first sign of a relapse if we're treating this as a chronic disease.
But the Office of State Attorney General Maura Healey argues that the brain disease model for addiction is not uniformly accepted. That brief also says drug testing probationers promotes public safety, and it points out that Eldred was on probation for committing a crime, not just for drug use. Former State Attorney General Martha Coakley filed a brief on behalf of the National Association of Drug Court Professionals. That says that supervision and drug testing help keep people in recovery, and it warns the court not to allow, quote, any particular theory of addiction to influence its decision. The justices may not wade too deeply into the addiction science debate, according to some legal observers, but they do expect that this case will set a precedent.
It is probably going to be one of the most important cases that our court will bring down over the last decade, and I think it will result in some dramatic changes to the way that society treats addiction.
Martin Healey, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Legal Counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association, says it's likely the court will push lawmakers to act.
They will speak out loudly for the need for the state to step up and fund adequately treatment for addicted individuals. Just as they had to come in and clean up Boston Harbor, just had as the judiciary has to come in and clean up a number of different societal failures.
As for Julie Eldred, she is no longer on probation. She says she continues to work on her recovery, but she was drug-free for 3 years before this, and she knows it's difficult.
Hopefully, you know, this is it, but I can't say that I won't ever have a relapse again. Right now, I feel strong that I won't, but some people think, oh, okay, they get clean the first time, that should be it. But it's not.
A high court ruling is expected by the spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.